White. Iowa City, Iowa, March 14, 1860. Dear little Willie, we have not forgotten you, my dear boy. When we see other little children around, we long to get our little Willie in our arms again and press his little soft cheek and receive his kiss. In about 5 weeks, we shall be at home again. And then, Willie, we will work in the garden and tend the flowers and plant the seeds. You must be a good, sweet little boy, and love to obey Jenny and Lucinda. Give up your will, and when you wish to do anything very much, inquire, is it not selfish? You must learn to yield your will and your way. It will be a hard lesson for my little boy to learn, but it will, in the end, be worth more to him than gold. Learn, my dear Willie, to be patient. To wait others' time and convenience. Then you will not get impatient and irritable. The Lord loves those little children who try to do right, and He has promised that they shall be in His kingdom. But wicked, naughty children, God does not love. He will not take them to the beautiful city, for He only admits the good, obedient, and patient children there. One fretful, disobedient child would spoil all the harmony of heaven. When you feel tempted to speak impatient and fretful words, remember the Lord sees you and will not love you if you do wrong. When you do right and overcome wrong feelings, the Lord smiles upon you. Although He is in heaven and you cannot see Him, yet He loves you. When you do right, He writes it down in His book, and when you do wrong, He puts a black mark against you. Now, dear Willie, try to do right always, and then no black mark will be set down against you, and when Jesus comes, He will call for that good boy, Willie White, and will put upon your head a wreath of gold, and put in your hand a little harp that you can play upon. And it will send forth beautiful music, and you will never be sick, never be tempted there to do wrong, but will be happy always, and will eat of rich fruit, and will pluck beautiful flowers. Try, try, dear boy, to be good and do right. Your dear mother.